This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew.
Try this
beef stew.
Try this
beef stew.
Hey, what's up out there, people? This is your girl, K Nicole, and this is Ladies Night. You know how we do it. Every Friday, you know I got to come up with something. Some kind of topic, got us something we're going to talk about, we're going to discuss. You could call in, talk to me, anything.
I'm in the building.
And let me not forget my man, my boy, the DJ of the night, the DJ of B-Stu Radio, Big Stu, DJ Big Stu in the building.
What's going on?
Ain't nothing much, Big Stu. Today, you know, I got my little topic going on. We're going to talk about the age gap.
The age gap.
Is age really just a number?
You know? Yeah, it's money. It all depends on what number, how much money the man got or the woman has.
The age is the money.
I can see that.
But today we want to talk about, you know, cougars versus sugar daddy. You know what I'm saying? You know, the ones that like the young-youngs.
The sugar daddy. You know, the term sugar daddy, I think a lot of people get it wrong. The real meaning of sugar daddy is a caramel piece of candy on a lollipop stick. That's the real meaning of a sugar daddy. People get the term wrong as a man, you know, that spends his money on this lady. Now, an older man that spends his money on his on a younger lady, they call him a sugar daddy.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's because he's giving her a lollipop.
Well off. I mean, it don't have to be a man that has a lot of money. It could just be a man that can help out that person at the time.
Gotta be giving up some sugar.
You gotta have something. He's not gonna be dead broke, trust me. But you know, that's definitely the definition of a sugar daddy. A sugar daddy is a usually well off older man that enjoys the company of a younger woman. You know?
Well, a sugar daddy's been around for a long time, and you know, as a matter of fact, I'm gonna prove to you how long a sugar daddy been around. I'm gonna play a record that basically talks about a sugar daddy.
A record that talks about a sugar daddy. All right, this is your girl, Kane & Go, and this is B-Stu Radio. You know, y'all can call in anytime, 914-338-1685. And I got a toll-free number for you, too, 877-288-6883. And make sure y'all stay tuned in. This is Kane & Go. Go ahead, DJ B-Stu.
Do you?
Yep, this your girl, K. Nicole, Ladies Night. And like I said, we got the age gap going on.
Michael Jackson was always a sugar daddy.
A
little boy.
Yeah, he probably was, Mac. He wasn't a sugar daddy. Back then, he was a prey for the cougar. So we doing the cougars versus
sugar by
the
daddy.
Sugar daddy. I mean, you know, that was said. I said, they say Michael Jackson got such ill feelings. That was said.
I want Barry Gordy to be my daddy. Remember that? So, I mean, sugar daddy comes in all types of form, but the main form that we know out here, the sugar daddy, is an older man who buys a young girl a lot of stuff. Most young girls be out here looking for a sugar daddy. Guys don't just go around looking for a cougar. A cougar is like a jackpot to a guy. Like, if you run into a cougar, it's like, oh, I ran into an older lady who likes me, man, who got a thing going on, this and this and that. Women, y'all
looking
for...
No, there's men out here that go, that search out older women.
There are more women that go for the sugar daddy than, you know. I mean, you can look at TV shows like the Bunny Rabbit Ranch and all that. There's a lot of
women
that
travel. Because that's what men do. Men love... To sport around a young little sexy thing.
I mean,
young little PYT.
Young little
PYT
don't have nothing to do with it.
It does have a lot to do with it.
She has a lot to do. She has everything to do with it.
Of course, because, you know, well, you know what a sugar daddy, what it is with this guy, you know what I'm saying? He's like, it's not only that he likes the young woman because she's young and pretty. But because, you know, he feels like he might be a little older than her, a little smarter, and that's part of the way he could teach her and mold her and bring her up. Now, trust me, you're right. He likes her for the looks, the youngness, but most of all, he likes the fact that she's giving him a little bit of attention.
He likes
her youngness.
It's
nothing, but the reason why, come on, babe, DJ Big Stu, you know that you're not gonna go get a pretty little young girl just because you like what she likes. First thing that attracted you to the pretty little young girl was that she was pretty and young. Yeah.
I don't know why I keep begging to differ with you, but I tend to differ with you because
come on, you're not even talking to this young girl unless she was pretty and cute. So what's the point? So that you go right there.
Now, what about the young girl make the move at the guy first?
But still, in all, if she's not cute, you still not going for it. Or maybe you just want to see some little young thing.
She's not cute, you know?
She's still young, so that's a plus.
You know, there's a lot of older men. There's a lot of older men with younger women that are not cute.
Yeah, but she's young. That's the whole point.
No. Did she meet him on purpose because she was older?
Probably.
Oh, she said it just fell in love. You know, his old swagger was game that, you know, maybe took some game out of it.
That's the whole point. He got somebody young enough to listen to the bull.
Young enough to listen to the bull. So when a woman does it, right? But
She could be old enough to listen to it too, but what I'm saying, when a woman most of the time is more set. They know the direction of what they want to do in life. They know the direction of what they want. A lot of times, the young girl is so undecisive about things and picky. And that's where the older guy comes in. The older guy don't mind all of that. He likes the little challenges.
But the older woman sometimes he tries to become a mother who he has sex with.
Nah, but that's...
He takes control as an older woman.
But
she
listen, to tell you, when it comes to the cougars, that's just part of it. Some of these fellas like that mothering type of female.
They
feel comfortable.
Like the older lady who got a house, a nice car, who can cook a little bit, and she's good to go chill. After you go smoke a blunt, you go chill out her crib for a little while, you know what I mean?
Who does stuff like that for most of the males? The mother buys them the game, make sure he's chilling.
I'm a girlfriend.
I'm not saying
he's
seen her like a mother,
I mean,
but she does.
Because
she wants
to keep him in the house. Like he's her son.
Younger men. They more jealous of the younger girls, the older men in their category. That's why
she's going out with a younger man, right? She's going out with a younger man. And the younger man starts hanging out and goes with his friend, the cougar will be jealous.
A cougar
gets more jealous on average because every time they go together, she's going to have this thing that he wants a younger woman.
That's
when the man gets into it for security, just like the woman gets into it for security. That's when that happens.
She knows how to work on a guy's ego. And that's the same thing he do for her. The mother most likely is trying to get her son from this old woman trying to suck up all his youth. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, of course, the mother's mad. So, of course, on the mother's kind. You're right. She's trying to get the son to come for Biba.
Now, the next song
that I was thinking about going into. Because cougars go into it with their heart.
It shows that cougars is not in it like that. Cougars is looking for a little young thing to keep their ego still better. They more financially stable, just like the ship daddy, you know what I'm saying?
And they usually start off with Selma trying to get their groove back. That's how it happens.
Of course. That's how I'm going to take a divorced woman or maybe a woman.
But if she runs into that young guy,
yeah.
He blows her brains out.
She's like,
I want to see him again.
I got two Knicks tickets, but you know, you want to go to the Knicks game with your boy.
But the cougar make it that you got to go with her.
Nah, you can't do that because you're trying to control you. Let me tell you something, the cougar usually like this too.
They usually come at the game with this. I'm a mature woman. I don't need to have the time to deal with this. That's their game. They play the mature woman. I don't have time to do with this.
And they are the biggest stalkers. They stalk more than the young girls.
The cougars are the biggest stalkers.
Listen, let me tell you something. It's not even like that. I don't know what kind of cougar you've had, but I'm telling you.
What are you telling me?
I'm telling you right now that, listen, cougars want the young for the energy. They know how to spend the money just like the sugar daddies do. The sugar daddies know what the little youngs want. You know what I'm saying?
I beg to differ. I really beg to differ. Because the cougar is just like a regular cougar. You know what I'm saying? They follow the pack.
I don't know, man. But I think that
they go out there deep. 15 cougars being in one group in the party in the club.
Listen, the cougars and the sugar daddies be in the
Facebook.
Club looking at all the youngs.
Look at Facebook. All the cougars be taking pictures and posing 10 deep. The cougars put on the dresses that don't fit no more. Too high.
Listen, whatever, they pulling their young men. That's the whole point.
They're in the club for the young men.
Come on,
look
at the sugar daddies that be in the club, dropping it like it's high, like they don't be hurting the next morning, drinking up all night, trying to chase the little young girl.
Hey, that's what
those
dudes do. Like Fabulous said it best.
That's how the cougars are. It's the same thing.
Fabulous said it best. Fabulous said, it ain't tricking if you got it.
Listen, it is what it is. You know, spend your money,
do what you
got to do. But, you know, so.
Now, it's the difference when a cougar tricks. A cougar is not supposed to trick.
That's the whole point of a cougar. What do you mean she's not supposed to trick? She's an older woman.
No, she's
woman.
Supposed to be an older woman being with a younger man.
A younger man most of the time is not experienced. Most of the time, they're getting a young little 20-something-year-old guy that's not really stable either. So, yes, she's financially stable. That's what the young guys are looking at in cougars.
Let me tell you something what cougars be missing. They be missing the stuff that when they was younger. Especially a cougar that she swears to God like she's in the hip hop, like you know. The lady that's 49 years old and still got tattoos. She's almost gone wrinkled. You know? I mean there's cougars out there, they be 54, 55 and they go get a tattoo. That don't make no sense.
I think that's not just cougars. That's sugar daddies too. I think both of them be going through their little midlife crisis.
We roll tattoos through prison and all that. I'm just trying to tell you the truth.
That's why
you get over it. But when you a lady, and y'all tend to wrinkle more and wrinkle faster. When you are a lady,
that's not true.
Let me tell you something. Ladies, you know, I don't mean to say it. Certain age, or y'all just like a bowl of Jello. As for your elbow. You know what I'm saying? Your kneecap. You know, you ever see an old lady kneecap? You ever see an old lady?
You ever see an old lady kneecap?
And I would tell you something. You know, like, I'm saying, you see them in the hospital, they kneecap, be like, oh, my God. You know what I mean?
Listen, what you think an old man kneecap look like?
Old
like
man, cougar man, still hitting
it.
Viagra.
Most of the time, they not hitting it either.
Viagra.
They just got a young thing
we
that they spending all the money
we
on.
We got Viagra in the building for me.
They done died, the ones that took Viagra.
Yeah, you know, they didn't. They might be still hard right now, but they ain't not. You might have about 4 or 5 guys that be hard for like 7 days.
You might get a 30-minute spinning once a week. That's about it.
Listen,
but that money is popping.
69 years old, a once a week 39 spin, a release is great to still be getting. Now we take the cougar. The cougar is known for when she's sad, she's up eating chocolate ice cream or something all
night.
Nah,
listen, not the cougar, babe. The cougar.
Yes,
let me tell
will.
You this. The cougar is in shape. She's trying to taste them little young.
See, that don't mean she's in shape. That just means she's easier. That's what the cougar means. She's easier.
That means she know what she wants.
She's
going to get her young. burn that energy. And she knows exactly what she wants.
When they are cougar, they're easier because a young man's game is not really tight.
That's not the point. She don't need the game. She just wants the young man. She don't care.
Well, he doesn't care either because that's like if you 16 and Oprah come to you, I'm slaying Oprah, son. I'm going to be rocking Oprah tonight. That's what a 16-year-old dude is going to be thinking. He's going to be thinking like, yo, I'm going to do this at Oprah House. He's going to look around the house and see stuff. A 16-year-old dude going to make it so once he become her man, he's comfortable. His boys is coming over.
And she know that. That's why she buying him the video games. That's why she got the house back for him.
She wanna be known as cool with the dude.
She just wanna keep that energy.
She be like the fellas, I'm cool. She keep the energy going with the battery and the other thing.
Nothing like the real thing.
So what about when he gets tired of her?
She gonna get a new one.
And how long can she do it? The wrinkle capacity of the woman is not lasting like it used to last.
What you mean the wrinkle capacity?
Before they got men.
Let me tell you something. The age range between cougars and sugar daddies is extensive. You got little 30-year-old men messing with 80-year-old wrinkles, and good money.
And then when you meet these guys are strange as hell. These guys are all looking like candidates for the Catch a Predator.
Some of them are. Some of them don't.
You got to hear the things they want to do to
Most of this is just some... most of this is just some issue, especially if you got a 30-year-old guy that's messing with a 85-year-old woman. Something is wrong with you. You have an issue, or you a deadbeat. You over there using this old lady for her money.
The will has your name on it. You about ready to get tizzy.
Yeah, but you still a deadbeat. You use it for the money. I figure... Come on, you over here sucking out a little 80-year-old.
I'm pretty sure he feels that's a small price to pay.
I mean, hey, if that's how you got to get your money, you do what you got to do. You got to wait for an 85-year-old to die.
I'm glad you said that because a lot of 85-year-old men died in the hands of strippers and prostitutes.
I mean, hey, what I'm saying to you is, even a female, if that's how you got to get your money, and I feel that then you do what you got to do. I don't know if I want to be. I mean, I guess you got to really be ready and ripe to die. Like, come on, that's just.
That's
disgusting.
We're going to get into this song, Aaliyah, Age Ain't Nothing But A Number.
Age Ain't Nothing But A Number. This is K. Nicole, B-Stew Radio. Got DJ Big Stew over here on the side. And maybe when I come back, I get into some of the little stuff I got here about the cougars and the sugar daddies.
May. gotta let you know, Leah's got a thing for you, and I can't let go.
I'm going to tell you the true reason why younger men like to date older women. You know, why they go after the cougars. It's the maturity and the confidence in the older women. Older women bring the maturity and the confidence, you know, into a relationship. You know, they're more experienced with men and more stable than a younger woman. Most of the time, younger women is like finicky, undecided. Drives a guy crazy, you know what I'm saying? Younger guy, you know, he don't really got the patience for it. This is hence why younger women like older men. Older men are more patient, you know. They like to pet women. They like to make them, you know. We'll get into why the older men like younger.
It doesn't
women.
Have nothing to do with what he be stroking, you know. That's what. Really, older man
want to
do. He's just a
Let
freak.
Me tell you something. He just wants somebody pretty in his face. Trust me. Most of the time, the older man ain't lasting anyway.
Let me tell you something. Sugar daddy don't got a. Let me tell you something. Most older men's sugar daddy is looking for big booty chicks. They're looking for big busted chicks and big booty chicks.
Young chicks. Yeah.
They big busted, big booty young chick.
Because they want something to look at. That booty busted young chick walking down the block with him, he feel like he won something.
He don't even want to go to the block. He might take her to Great Adventures with the kids. But
you know them sugar daddies sport they little young.
Sugar daddies move in and become family.
They'll move you in. You right.
No, they move in.
They don't move in. They'll move
you
in. You
know, moving. That's how the young girls do it. They get themselves a sugar daddy. Next thing you know, he moving in. He living in there. He paying rent.
Taking care of the bills.
But he's breaking her arm and her leg every time he gets the older dude.
What you mean breaking her arm and her leg? Hitting it?
Yeah, he's hitting it.
That's the whole point. He paying her bills. That's what he's doing what he's supposed to do. She getting something out of it. He getting something out of it.
The only thing about being a sugar daddy, sometimes you don't get nothing out of it.
What is he? Yes, he is. He getting sometimes, that young booty in his face all the time.
Nah, sometimes he don't get none. Cause sometimes some sugar daddies, you know, it depends on how old they is, they might wave it in his face once or twice a year.
They can only give him what he can handle. They don't need him to pass out.
That's why the old men, I'm going to tell you about old men. Every old sugar daddy hang in the club, right?
Oh, yeah.
And when
with
that
the
little young girl want to act up, see, if you ever notice that the sugar daddy always understand that when the girl make a call, she wants something. She wants some sneakers. She wants something. So the sugar daddy always sets it up where the young lady goes and pick up the money. Where's the sex room?
Yeah, most of the time. You're right.
Meet me over here at the blah, blah, blah. I'm going to be up in my own field too good. Bring me some of this. And when you get there, he got the love post number 9, the bees, Ben Gay.
Listen, you're right. It's an exchange. She going there for something,
so he
wants something back.
He doesn't care.
Believe me, that trophy, you young girl.
He be happy. He don't even
want to
walk the
street
with her because as soon as he leaves.
No, the only reason why he winning sometimes is because he don't want to look at people saying things to him.
Now, if he's
having
a pretty
a problem.
Boy, old man, like, you know, there's some old men that be on some pretty boy.
Oh, yeah,
stuff
they got
too.
Some nice, oh, look at old men that don't look old. They
but
they
I'm just saying,
decent.
Like, if he's a pretty boy old man, like, if he's one of them pretty boys. Ha ha ha! Sprung old man, he's gonna be on some. yo, man, you know, I'm too pretty to walk with this woman. If he's got his
stuff
together.
No, that's the player, old man. You know, you got the player ones that, swear to God, they still macking right now, you know. Come on now.
I mean, there's a lot of player old men that are macking.
I don't care what you say. Oh, that men and women, you know. But let me ask you this, Stu. Do you think there's an age limit? To the sugar daddy, do you think there's an age limit? Like, do you think there's a, how old is too old? Like, how old is she got to be? Is she, how old is too old for you, for the lady?
I mean, ladies got it bad. Men, we
or how young is too young for me? All right, we can start from junior high school.
Ladies.
I think junior high school, that's when you get to high school, they get a little turned out, but now I'm just...
Wow, junior high school.
Cougar style, baby. Okay, well, you cougar, that's how you go cougar style when you
that's
young.
That's rape. That's statutory rape.
Yeah, that's rape. That's
statutory rape.
Listen, it ain't rape if it's consensual. Not
that's statutory rape. You know, junior high school, there's a lot of women out there that's mad, you know?
Listen, you catch them in junior high school, you know, they not so turned out. High school, they like already done.
Junior high school.
Been with other
lie,
cougars.
Junior high school,
you
liable
know
to smack you.
Junior high school, I'll be able to pick
boy,
his ass
little
up.
Boy, let me tell you something. Little boys still be, they still be ready to fight a girl in junior high school.
He ain't ready to fight. He going to be
you
so happy to get some of that nook.
Yeah,
nook.
That's what's going to make a win. When you don't want to come to his house and play PlayStation and you don't want to sit down, you got a problem. He's going to be like, where you going? He's going to be like, I don't feel like playing PlayStation
listen,
today. He's going to be like, ah.
Yeah, school then. I'm going to have to go trade him in.
And I'm going to tell you something else about, there's something else that you need to know as about, you know, wild with cougars.
What's
and these
cougar?
Young dudes.
I know. I got it all here. Wild cougars. All right,
go ahead.
Like
tell me what you got, and I'm going to give you my analytics. Cause I think I'm an expert. Whoever you did your research on, I think, you know, they're phony. So I'm basically going to give my, you know, it's like we're in a courtroom. That, you know, you're going to read their stuff and I'm going to cross-examine them.
Okay. Well, you know, we all know a cougar, you know, what her intentions is. A cougar is an older woman who
that's
frequents clubs, you know, bars, stuff, in order to score with a much younger man.
And she's very lonely at home.
The cougar can be, you know, overly surgically altered. You know how that goes. You know a person that done had the surgery to making themselves looking hot. A cougar still should most of the time look hot. You know what I'm saying? Cougar still got a little something going on with them. You know, one of them that stay in shape. That's a real cougar. You
most
know what I'm saying?
Most cougars buy the British butt pads.
She, you know, maybe 35, 40 to 45, 50 years old. She's interested
that's
in
what she
to young men between 25,
if
you know, 30.
If she says
she's 30.
40, she's 52 and a half. That's one thing we must know, fellas. If the cougars say, because you know women take off, they're their age minus 10. You know what I'm saying? And that's a known fact.
Cougar is usually a woman in her sexual prime. You know, she prefers to rather date a younger man, a man that might be able to satisfy them her primal needs. You know what I'm saying?
Usually a cougar dresses over, you know, tries to keep up with the time and dress like a young kid, but she doesn't wear the outfit right.
A lot of times, that's true. I will not lie. You're right about that, DJ Big Sue. But you know what?
She got bad wrinkles and she had the nerve to put on spandex.
Listen,
and,
they say a cougar, she will dress very, very seductively. They'll wear nice, tight, nasty, cheap dresses. Wear hot pink
she
nail polish.
She have to show her
animal
print. Cougars will show the wrinkled breast.
Listen, well, this cougar right here is in shape, so her breast ain't no wrinkle. But she do got a padded bra to make sure the breast stand out a little.
A padded bra. That's what they're saying, that her breast is out of shape.
Listen, they just like, they like their little young men.
They go get their legs
in
bikini
like
white.
Go.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. If they light skin or they're white and Caucasian, well, you know they're...
I mean, most women, the brown.
They get,
brown
they get their legs waxed, right? And they be looking so old because the little green lines be coming out of the back.
Oh, my God.
You know the little green lines? The little green lines that look like veins.
Vertical veins.
Yeah, you know, cougars all got them. That's official sign of a cougar. That's like
a
tattoo for a cougar.
Listen, man. But,
cougar,
you know.
And I'm going to tell you something about a cougar. Cougar usually got something wrong.
Something wrong like what?
Huh?
Something wrong like what?
Well, through the years, they might have lost an eye, you know what I'm saying, or
no,
a toe.
Most of the time, the cougar is a divorce. Or maybe a widow woman who's trying to get her groove back. Or maybe just a woman who always been attracted to young men. Period.
If she's a cougar, right?
She don't gotta have one eye.
If she's lonely.
She's
lonely,
a cougar.
Normally
right?
She gets on somebody goddamn nerve. Because she wouldn't be lonely at that age.
Nah, I don't think it's about that. It's about that.
She's a sugar daddy.
Now
that
her men her
to
age. Listen,
it.
The men her age is only interested in the young women. So she left to go find her young men.
Sugar daddies are dudes that has to pay for it. You know, they know to pay for it.
Yeah.
You know, sugar daddies, they're
all right,
happy.
Most of the time, listen, even growing up, I'm pretty sure you done had an old woman one time, whatever in your life, or even not, you had some friends that did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time when your friends told you about that older woman, she was doing a lot of stuff for him, too.
She was doing, the older woman was doing everything for him.
This is what I'm saying.
He called his homeboys
it,
and be like, yo, let's go see the cougar, man. Let me tell you how the young boys do. They broke. They downtown. We need a, call your neck.
I'm telling you,
his boys are
stat
with him.
Sugar daddies, too.
Y'all do that for sugar daddies, but you know sugar daddy faded out with the young girls in New York City.
Nah,
the African man became your new sugar daddy.
But he's still sugar daddy.
But he's not
old.
He could be the same. He could be the same age as you. He's just African and drive a cab,
nah,
and y'all happy.
Sugar daddy ain't never gonna fade out.
I'm telling you that nowadays y'all go for the African cab driver. You know,
I don't know about
you can put him on hold. I'm telling you, there's a lot of young girls going out with the African cab driver. Y'all can put him on hold. And, you know, y'all get free cab rides all over. He drops them off. Look at what I'm saying. Just
I mean, you know,
out.
It's possible. Anything is possible. I think females have found a way, when they don't got it, to get it, period.
Even when they got it, they was finding a way to get it.
I mean, they don't mind finding a little extra way to keep it extra. I mean, this should be a single female, not destroying nothing. I mean, I just think that everybody should live their life, but I do think there's an age limit to certain things. Like, is it right for this little 60-year-old man to have a little 21-year-old? I mean, she's grown.
Yes, it is. Hugh Hefner
but it's
does
disgusting.
It. Hugh Hefner got
but
five
Hugh
of
Hefner
them.
Hugh Hefner paid the whole family and everybody else to get those.
But let me tell you something. Hugh Hefner is
and
doing
Hugh
his
Hefner
thing.
Hugh Hefner old self ain't doing nothing. He just
he's
got all of them
make
on
him
his
satisfied.
Own.
No. He get whacked off or something. I mean, he humping or something.
No, he probably just,
be happy.
Listen, he just lickety-licking all of them.
I mean, when you get to that age and then the boy you got is 1 minute, hey, you glad.
That's why what's her name left him. He got mad about that.
Left him. And why she left him? Because she was jealous of all the women he was with.
Oh, she got tired of that little wrinkleness touching her all the time.
Hugh Hefner got mad money. He probably brought something that ain't wrinkled right now. He probably got a pole.
That sound even worse.
Huh?
That sounds so well. You got money, though.
How do it sound worse when
you got
females,
money to keep it right.
You see females with breasts the size of watermelons, one breast,
but
one side of his
but
side
the
of
only
watermelon.
Person that's looking at her is the ones that's into that. Come on, you can't just be a regular guy with a breast that big.
That goes to my point. You know, regular guys.
No, but a regular girl will go get Hugh Hefner because Hugh Hefner is paid.
She going to go get Hugh Hefner. And,
he,
go
get
and let me tell
ball.
You about, let me tell you something. A cougar will go get Hugh Hefner.
Oh, she can. Hugh Hefner don't want her, though.
I mean, it depends. You know, she could be, because, you know, he still got some Playboy chicks from 1960, 67 up in the building. He had an old lady Playboy.
Oh, let me tell you, his wife is still up in there, isn't she? Well, she wanted to play bunnies or something?
Well, I forget who it was, but he had somebody like that. And, you know.
Listen, he done did his older woman thing, but it's more fun with the young girls. He can mold them and have them do what he wants them to do. An older woman got too much say-so nowadays. She done went through life. She done went through life, went through relationships. Now she sometimes got that bitterness from her last relationships, or she just know what her destination is now. So a lot of times, these older men is not really into the They don't feel like the hassle. They'd rather get them a little young.
The
give her a couple of dollars.
The cougar is a stalker.
And a couple of dollars will have her do a dance for him.
The cougar is a stalker.
The cougar is not a stalker. What, you were stalked or something? What happened?
No, see, the cougar is stalked. I'm telling you, the cougar is a stalker.
Listen, this is the same thing. It's just everything is always double, one-sided when it comes to the female. The female, she got to be a cougar preying on men. And the sugar daddy is giving away candy,
cougars,
like sugar. I don't understand
stalkers.
It. It's always double standard
cougars
when it comes to men.
Cougars are stalkers. Cougars are stalkers. When it's over,
watch.
You're
going to
see Demi Moore stalking Austin Kutcher.
Yeah, she's stalking him.
Yeah.
Why is she stalking him? She took care of that young for years.
She took care of him. He had a lot of money.
Listen, he had money, but still.
He took care of her.
She molded him.
Her career was kind of over, and and he came and married
Demi
her.
Demi Moore always got it.
Yeah, but her career was kind of over, you know what I mean?
Career's still over.
I mean, it was over. You know what I'm saying? It was over, and
I just think she needed to face the fact. Like, come on. You know what happened? He got older, and now
she reminds him of his school teacher that he used to like, so he ended up, you know, talking
No, he just got older, and, you know, that cougar shit is not attractive to him no more. He got older, and he realized she's getting on his goddamn nerve. Realize that her daughter is looking a little up there now. You see, they be saying he always hanging out in places she be.
Yeah.
Watching over her. Now, who knows? You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. I don't know.
Well,
he'd go that far.
I didn't know that Quincy Jones was a sugar daddy, but I put the picture up
on
my paper.
Why not? Of course Quincy Jones is a sugar daddy.
He barely can see. How you gonna be a
It don't matter. She could see. She could see exactly what he want her to do. This is your girl K Nicole, DJ Big Stu in the building. This is the age gap. Is age really just a number? Cougars versus sugar daddies.
I'm gonna play this guy because you don't like this guy, and you always say that he has the age gap with women.
Yeah, we already know this. This is known.
My mind's telling me no. But my body telling me yes, baby, I don't want to hurt nobody, but there is something that I must confess to you. I don't need nothing wrong. You want, and I know just what you need, girl.
Oh, baby, bring your body to me.
Bring your body here. I'm not fooling around with you. Baby, my love is true with you.
Never
baby,
gonna love another.
Kelly. He said that he don't see nothing wrong. I don't even want to talk about R. Kelly, man. R. Kelly, just even thinking about R. Kelly makes me mad. He got so many lawsuits against him, man. Y'all should go look up R. Kelly, man. R. Kelly is something else. You think we know about just the one or two little things? R. Kelly done touched a lot of little young girls' dances, a lot of little young.
So that, is he wrong because a little girl wanted an older man to pee on her? Is that his fault?
I don't think she wanted that, but she went for that money. And yes, he's wrong because R. Kelly is grown and
if
she was underage.
You want, you
listen to me. Let me tell you this. If she was 21 and older, R. Kelly could pee on whoever he wants to. You know what? I even give her 18 and older. But she was 14, 15 years old. I don't know about a 14, 15 year old just knowing. Girls,
she don't know if pee.
Listen, I don't. She just think that's why she gonna get her money.
Then that's
some
how she got her money.
Like that.
That's how she got. And then let me
tell
you
don't gotta be the older man, R. Kelly, the one that's sitting there peeing
she
on her.
She picked the pee-pee to get peed on, and she got peed by R. Kelly. It could have been anybody that peed on
her. It could have been anybody, but it was R. Kelly.
It could. All right, now.
R. Kelly.
Now let me ask you something. What do you say about those people that, now, especially back in the day, they married their cousin? Oh, I think we got the capper in the building.
The capper?
Kappa, what's going on, brother?
It's no Kappa.
It's not Kappa.
It's no Kappa. What happened?
This is who is this, man?
Yo, papi, what happened?
Oh, what up, papi?
Listen to you, talking about Cuba, talking about sugar daddy. What happened?
Well, what's up, papi? Are you a sugar daddy?
Sometimes, no, because sometimes you gotta get somebody who's younger to keep up with you, and you pull yourself, you can't have candies, you want candy, cookies, and you take them into inside the house, you know, you teach them something good.
Oh, so you give kids candy, or you give...
No, kids. What happened? No kids. What happened? No kids.
Okay, I'm trying to understand you, Poppy.
I
don't now, how you
that.
Like...
What are you doing, Poppy? What are you trying to put me in?
How the youngest girl you how old?
No, because you're trying to put me like R. Kelly.
No, I'm not trying to put you like R. Kelly, Poppy. I just want to know your old...
Poppy, how old are you, Poppy?
I know the pee-pee. I don't put pee-pee on nobody. It's no good. Pee-pee on this thing.
So what I'm saying, what's the youngest girl you mess with, Pop?
The youngest?
Yeah.
No, you're bottom of your face. 18, but you need somebody 18 is still at the time.
18, Pop.
18 years old. You're somebody that I can put himself in the point of sleep.
How old are you, Pop? How old are you?
I can't put that inside the government. Gonna find out my family that way. I can't say. But I want to tell you, I old enough to not be too young enough to be old enough for somebody 18 years old. Let's say that.
So, let me ask you, Pop. When she was 17, would you talk to her? Would you be a sugar daddy?
Because maybe sometimes you listen to Regents.
Mm-hmm.
She was only 17, but she was because sometimes somebody wanna be like that, 17 years old, 17, almost 18, only 365 days. That's not a lot.
Now, where you come from, Q Poppy?
Cuba, living in the Bronx.
Cuba?
Cuba originally, but I grew up in the Bronx.
Okay, whatever.
I'm Cuba originally, but you born in the Bronx?
No, I live in the Bronx. I grew in the Bronx. I'm originally from Cuba. You know, sometimes people don't listen. They don't hear what I tell them now because I was not there very long. Very little baby, little bambino. By the time I come from there, I come in the Bronx. Everything is good. Everybody happy. She a little girl. She was only 17. It's kind of it's good.
Now,
you know, and what I want to say, sometimes Cuba. What happened?
You had a 17-year-old.
When I was little, you know, when I was 7 years old, I had a cougar. She come over, you know, and she's 54.
She what?
54.
She's 54. She's a little kid, you know.
And she messed with you when you were 7, 6 years old?
No, not 6'7". You were 6 years old. Crazy. Not 6 years old, 7. 6 years old is crazy. That's too young.
Seven.
So 7 is not too young?
Yeah, 7 years old. You know your ABCs back and forth. You okay.
Oh, God. So you had 54-year-old when you were 7?
Yeah, so sometimes she calls, she cook, you know, she give me planting, go, okay, you know, we're going to play hide the planting, and she hide it.
So
I go,
where she used to hide the planting at?
That's the way I learned. She hide the planting, I had to go get it.
And where did she do that?
And she goes, no, puppy, you can't use your hands. You know? I go, you know, get the plant, and then she say, okay, your turn, you know, I'm gonna find your plant, you know, and then she mm-hmm. find, everything's good, it's okay, that's how I live.
You were molested.
Feel like you was raped?
No, rape, cougar is good, but sometimes you gotta be careful because sometimes if your eyes are stinging, that's not perfume, that's Bengay. You don't want to get that in your eyes. I tell you, it hurts. It lies. You tear in your face. You tear in your eyes. You can't see for cold hours. You don't want to do that. So, you know, make sure. You know,
make your eyes hurt.
Yeah, the best thing. They tell me, this is perfume. That's not perfume. No perfume. Listen, a bit stew. It's not perfume. You better be careful. That's the thing.
So Poppy, are you with a younger woman nowadays?
Yeah, you know, sometimes, huh? You know, sometimes you get a new one, sometimes you want in the middle, sometimes you want like me, sometimes you want over the hill. It's good.
So you're not in a serious relationship?
Serious?
Yeah. Serious relationship? Yeah. With one woman.
Captain Crush?
Huh?
You just a serious relationship, like Captain Crunch.
Serious.
Huh?
Serious.
What do you mean, serious?
Serious.
You serious. You got a wifey.
Wifey? Yeah. Yeah, you know, I got a girlfriend and I got a wife on the side. What happened?
I think some people want to talk to you, Poppy. I'm not sure, man.
Okay, sit down.
Hello, caller?
Yes, hi. I would like to ask Poppy, is he a child molester?
No, it's not like Poppy got molested.
Hey, no. He was molested at 7. You know, I got to ask these questions. Do you mess with little girls at 7? Do you play hide the planting with them?
No, my husband. Who are you talking? Who are you talking to, Poppy? I said,
there's nothing wrong with it. You said you felt like it was nothing wrong when she was hiding the planting, and you were 7.
Listen,
now, do you play hide the planting with 7-year-olds? Because you said there's nothing wrong with it. I just want to know.
No, listen, mommy. Listen, listen. You got your ears ready? Be ready for your ears. This is what I'm telling you. When you
and excuse me, big up to my girl, K. Nicole.
Yes, sir. Kate, how you doing, girl? Who is this on the line?
This is Shasha.
Shasha, what's up, Sha?
Mira, Shasha, you gonna let me tell you, Shasha? Shasha. You know what I'm saying? Now listen to what I'm telling you right now. It's very important.
Yeah, I'm listening. I just want to know.
Oh, see, sometimes, listen, you're not talking. You gotta listen. You're talking, you can't hear me. Listen.
You said there's nothing wrong with it, so I want to know, do you play hide the planting with 7-year-olds?
Typical woman. You know, be quiet for a second, let me tell you. When a woman does something with boys, that's not rape, that's not molestation.
Yes, it is. When you're underage.
Yes, it is.
No, it's called early experience. The other way
still
around.
7 and 54-year-old. That's cool, rate.
No, that's good, mommy. I have no complaints. I'm very happy. Listen, it's that way. But the other way around, if the man does something with a girl, that's no good. You know? But the other way around, you just said.
You just said out of your own mouth that you're a sugar daddy and you date young girls.
Did I say 7 years old? Or I said 18 years old?
But you won't give your name, so they must be really be underage.
He say like ATOs. He did say like ATOs.
Wait. You said I don't give my name?
Huh?
You said I don't give my name? Hello? I don't give my name, but I know your government name is not Chacha. who plans to play who alongside the fence? Maybe you call it. What happened? Cha-cha-cha.
I think we got somebody else.
So, Sha, what about you, Sha? You think that is an age limit between on the relationship?
She's not there.
Sha? All right, we lost Sha. We got somebody else on the line.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Hi, how are you?
Hi. Who's calling?
This is Kalima calling.
Hey, Kalima, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
So let me ask you, Kalima, do you think there's an age limit to the age gap? Is age just a number?
Well, actually, age is just a number because my situation, my man is 21 years older than me.
Wow.
What do you think about that, Poppy?
Oh, that's what happened.
After
age, double the pleasure,
right?
What happened? After age, double the pleasure. Sure. Papi, you even sound
like you can keep up. Yeah, I keep up.
Nah.
You want it slow, you want it fast, you want it up, you want it down, you want it sideways. Anyway, you want it, I gotta give it to you. It's good. Wow. I'm playing. I got a libido. My libido, I'm living the libido loca.
All right, so, Poppy, what's wrong with the women your age?
My age? Great. The woman my age sometimes smell like coconut milk. I don't like that.
Smell like coconut milk?
You don't want a woman to smell like coconut milk. Sometimes they get too old, you don't like it.
Coconut smell good, Poppy.
No, but coconut milk, sometimes you don't put it in the fridge, it's no good.
So they smell like sour coconut milk?
Oh,
it's no good. It's fine.
Well, maybe you need to put them on ice.
Yeah, you know. Kalima, how do you, Kalima, how old are you? Kalima.
I'm 26.
26? See,
yes.
right now, she doesn't smell like coconut milk. She made coconut water, but not coconut milk.
It's smell like coconut water.
What does the 18-year-old smell like?
18-year-old, fresh coconut.
Fresh coconut.
Not from the tree. That you get the machete. You know that? You know machete?
Yeah.
You chop open the coconut with the machete. It's fresh. Good. Everything just fresh coconut. I said, what happened? I said, what?
You got me wanting to
taste
some coconut.
What about if she's under 18, Poppy?
Huh?
What about if she's under 18? How she smell?
smell like jet time.
What?
You smell like gel time?
It just smell like gel.
Anything under 18 smell like gel time. Poppy got the right answer.
It smell like gel coconut.
You know what I say? You know what I say when they come to me? Poppy, I like you. What happened? So how old is you? She said 16. I say, do, can't touch.
Okay,
they be coming to you 16-year-olds, Poppy?
Yeah, Cantosh.
What do you have that attracts the younger women?
I
want to
know what you got, Poppy, that 16-year-olds want.
What are you talking? Maybe you never seen me before. That's why. But,
what you do, Poppy? You got money?
Yeah, I put my money. I got the money. I put the money. You know, I wear the nice clothes. I put on the cologne. You know, I open the chair. I try to tackle me in the chest.
What?
The woman.
Did you try to tackle you?
The woman likes to tackle me.
Oh, my God.
Why, you're in shape, Poppy? You're in shape for your age?
Huh?
You in shape for your age?
Yeah, I'm in a good shape, round.
How old are you?
You round?
Yeah,
you
that's
round?
A good.
You
fat and round?
Huh?
You fat and round?
Yeah, sometimes I don't know, but when I take off my clothes, I look like a clock pointing to 6 o'clock. It's 6 o'clock every day, baby.
So that's what the 18-year-olds want? Oh, that's not what they want, Poppy. You must got some money, Pop.
You let me down, I look like a sundial.
You said what?
When I lay on my back, I look like a fat sundial.
Oh my God!
I'm a clock. Standing up.
So you really sound like you can't keep up, Pop.
Now,
Pop, 18
if you met Kalima, you know, do you think Kalima like you?
You gonna have a coconut heart attack.
Yeah, I like the one that talk. I like the one that talk.
Oh, I think somebody else want to join in. I think Mama Kim is in the building.
This Mama Kim?
Yeah.
Hey,
good
Mama
evening,
Kim.
Nicole.
Hey, how are you, Mama Kim?
I'm fine. I'm sitting here wondering why Poppy won't tell his age. What is he ashamed of? He's avoiding that question like the plague.
Yeah, Poppy,
what's so important? The topic is age is nothing but a number, right? So it's just a number. And you worry about it. The number you should worry about is tonight in the mega major. That's the number. Don't forget. Don't think about my number in my age. You worry about the numbers in the mega major. You give yourself a lot of money that way.
Sometimes you gotta worry about the age because you gotta wonder: are you on the Viagra or are you on the play?
I don't use the Viagra. I don't live on Viagra. I tell you.
No Viagra.
So why are you hiding your age, Poppy?
Why are you hiding your age?
They've asked you several times, Poppy, are you hiding your age? I want to know how old you are.
No, the government, mommy, I can't give that information that way. In Google.
Why you can't give that
Mama
information?
Kim, I have a question.
Yeah.
All right, Mama Kim, I know you're a mature woman. Mature woman.
She's basically calling you a cougar.
Mama Kim, now you know I'm getting ready to go there. So, what do you think about the younger men, Mama Kim? Have you dated a younger man? Huh?
Come back, what did you say?
I said, have you dated a younger man?
I have.
And how young was this younger man?
He was
20 years
younger.
20 years?
20 years? Okay, Mama Kim.
No.
20 years younger.
Now,
that's the opposite of me.
Let me ask you this.
There's a secret, Mama Kim.
Mama Kim. Let me ask you this. What's the difference? What is the attraction to the younger guy as far as a more mature man?
Okay. It goes the same for women as same for men. You feel more attractive when a younger man approaches you than you're an older woman. It stimulates you. And besides, when you at your peak, you need something that can keep up with you. It's something, you know, you can work with. Sometimes us cougars don't have the patience to wait for Poppy to get up.
You're
already up.
Wow,
you don't know for Poppy, that's why. You don't know me, that's why.
You don't know me, Poppy.
It depends, because if you maybe you're 1 year before coconut milk, maybe we can do longer. If you 1 year over the coconut milk limit, I can do it.
Poppy, I put the wine in the coconut and shoot it all up, fool. So don't tell me about that coconut milk, Poppy.
If you 1 year, you can't do it, Pop, why you can't do it?
So, Mama Kim, I'm going to ask Pop, I want to know this too. Pop, I'm going to ask you and Mama Kim the same question. Since y'all went younger, y'all don't want to go back?
Oh, I don't have a problem going back.
I never left
where I was. I just tried something new.
Ah.
Cougar.
Poppy. So what up, Poppy?
Call it what you want.
No more older women?
Huh?
Go ahead, Mama Kim.
Let me tell you something. He hollered cougar. It's nothing wrong with being cougar, just like it's nothing wrong with being a sugar daddy. Okay? He's hollering cougar, cougar, cougar. What's wrong with cougars? Y'all, I'm hearing bad things said about cougars. What's wrong with cougars? Why for women it's bad and for men it's good?
There's
nothing wrong
habitat.
With cougars, Mama Kim. I don't think so. I think everything, I don't know, you did a 20-year gap.
Ain't nothing
like,
wrong
y'all,
to throw them Kalima
had a 20-year gap. Right? I mean, that's,
let me tell you, what you going to do, jump on this car like you're in double habitat?
Listen, we got a cougar
nice
and a sugar daddy. Sugar
but
on
Poppy
the line.
Said, Poppy said he ain't never given up no money. He said they like the way it looked from the top.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, sometimes they want a little bit of money, get the money, but I have to get the money because they like me right away. It's good.
No, that's because you got game, Poppy. You got game.
Poppy got
game. Yeah, he jumps 100 miles an hour. He got game.
I'm pocket rolling.
Oh, man.
So I definitely want all y'all to hold on. We got to get into some music right now.
Yeah, this your girl, K. Nicole. Ladies night. Listen, the number is, let me give you the 800 number, 877-288-6883 or 914-338-1685. Stay tuned in. We'll be right back.
Want everybody to hold on.
Hold on.
Ah.
Hey. Her mind is on a different level. Plus the teachers couldn't reach her, always been the rebel. Hit the club, watch out boy, you're dancing with the devil. She fuck, she suck, she swallow, man, it's like a triple double. Can see it in your eyes, you look for trouble. Just because they fuck your girl don't mean them niggas love you. She said, don't freak to me, nigga, hold up. Is that a bottle on your table? Well, it's so important. Bet you I can drink it straight without even throwing up. She said, daddy, what you think? Little girl, you're growing up, hey. Take a couple shots in the sun. Bet you I can drink it straight without even throwing up. She said, daddy, what you think? Little girl, you're growing up, hey. Listen, baby girl, they playing your song. Mama couldn't ever reach her. Brother tried his best to teach her. She thinks she's ready for the world. Just look at daddy's little girl. Mama couldn't ever reach her. Brother tried his best to teach her. She thinks she's ready for the world. Just look at daddy's little girl. Daddy's little girl, daddy's little girl. She daddy's little girl, daddy's little girl, daddy's little girl. Can I get a witness? This is Sade mixed with Sade Low. Hey Jezebel, why you be up in every party foe? You lost and looking for a savior, I ain't Mario. I got no cape, but I can't wait to give you cardio. Work you out, you call me daddy, ain't my daughter though. Make me wonder where your father go. She said, don't analyze me, nigga, hold up. Is that green on your table? Well, I'm sold and roll it up. I can take it to the face without even throwing up. She said, daddy, what you think? Little girl, you're growing up, hey. Blow a couple seconds, and she gone. Said, I can take it to the face without even throwing up. She said, daddy, what you think? Little girl, you're growing up, hey. Listen, baby girl, they playing your song. Mama couldn't ever reach her. Brother tried his best to teach her. She thinks she's ready for the world. Look at daddy's little girl. Mama couldn't ever reach her. Brother tried his best to teach her. She thinks she's ready for the world. Just look at daddy's little girl. Daddy's little girl, daddy's little girl. She daddy's little girl, daddy's little girl, daddy's little girl.
Yeah.
We're back, this is ladies' night.
We got another call on the line. Caller, you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
The last four numbers?
9128.
9128. Okay, she got a little. He got a little shy. Somebody got a little shy. Hold on, stay hold on. All right, we get back to our conversation. We're talking about the age gap. Age ain't nothing but a number, or is it just the attraction between young and older?
Poppy been holding it down for the men. They've been trying to jump Poppy, and I think he's been holding it down by himself.
Now, of course, I'm doing your fun, and that's what I'm talking about. That's the whole thing. As long as everybody is consenting and nobody's playing games, it's good. That's my point.
But mine's just legal in age, boo. You talking younger than mine. You talking younger than mine. You talking babies.
No.
Yeah, Bobby said he went 18-year-old.
18-year-old is no babe. 18-year-old, the guy in, what you call it, puberty. You pull yourself, you pull yourself puberty, and you're old enough that you pull yourself out of high school, a diploma, it's okay. It's a game. Everybody is cool. You know, the test has dropped already.
All right, Bobby, I just need to know what you say to them. What do you say to these young women? What?
Yeah,
What do I say? What do you tell them? I just want to know. What's your game, Bobby?
I'm going to put that in my book. All right.
You take them out drinking and dancing and all that?
And whatever they want. If they want that, if they want to come home and housewives of Atlanta, I do that too. It doesn't matter.
Oh, you like them black too? I see.
Everything, I mean everything. It's all
All right, Pop. Now, wait. I asked Miss Mama Kim, does she prefer younger over older? Now, so I gotta ask Miss Kalima, what's the difference? What would you go back younger, or you don't like, or younger is not it? You prefer older men?
I think it's due time for me to get some young.
Do it.
I hear you, sister.
Because when I think of my clothes, I look like a big clock or a 6 o'clock. I need somebody to whip me back up into shape. You know what I'm saying?
What'd you say to that, Poppy?
That what? That she look like a clown?
Yeah.
I want to know what kind of clock that maybe, what, 9:15? When you lay down, it's 9:15.
Put it on 7:30.
7:30?
Wow.
7:30, what's your name, sideways? On your back, 9:15. You know what I'm talking about. Close your eyes and think of 9:15 on your back. You got it.
I got another call on the line.
Yeah, so are you there?
Are you there? Hello?
They asked the Stevens guy what the heck.
Hello?
About that. He said, what? Did he clock?
Hey, are you want to join in the conversation? 9128. Okay, she wants to listen. That's okay. That's fine.
Well, they seem to like you, Poppy.
Great, Poppy.
Everybody love me. Everybody. You see me, you love me.
Poppy, what do you do for a living?
Oh, yeah.
What do I do for a living?
Mm-hmm.
Life. Don't tell me no cab driver.
What do I do for a living? Everybody that can.
You do everybody.
I mean, you know, how you make your money?
Well,
how you make your money, Pop?
How do I make my money?
Yeah.
See, you're government or something. You're government? Beach school radio? What beach school radio are you stand for? That's Guy Wild.
I just want to know how you make your money, Pop, you know?
No, I know. You want to know because, you know.
Yeah, we want to know how much you spend on a
vacation.
I'm not playing over the airways. You guys tell me something. I put my age. I put what I do for a living, how much money I make. Next thing you know, they put me in Jampal. I'm not going to Jampal. I'm still funny, but I'm not going to Jampal, baby. I'm not going there.
Speaking of that jackpot, I hope everybody got their Mega Million tickets.
I'm a loser. Boo.
I don't even know the numbers yet. I'm hoping I'm on that winning list.
Let me get the winning number. It's 15, 8, 9, 10.
Nobody's Cougars versus Sugar Daddy. We got a Sugar Daddy and a Cougar on the line. That's what's popping right now.
I'm in between.
We got a Sugar Daddy candy.
And a Sugar Rat.
I'm in between.
That's the Sugar Rat.
That's the inside.
No, she's a sugar.
That's the caramel inside.
She's a sugar cougar.
you call me a sugar cougar puppy?
Yeah.
Because you're sweet. Sugar cougar, you're sweet.
No, that's that bloomer putting, boo-boo.
That's that bloomer putting.
Huh? Bloomer pudding.
Bloomer pudding?
Mm-hmm.
What's a bloomer pudding?
You don't know what a bloomer pudding is?
Bloomer
pudding? Same as a coconut.
I don't know about that one. You want to put a pudding in bloomer? That sounds like accident.
You said it sounds like an accident?
That sounds like an accident. I don't know about that one, man. You lose the points on that one. Blew my pool.
You know we got to get down and gritty. We got to go back to Mama Kim. Mama Kim, how long was this little love affair?
What school he was in?
Put it this way. He didn't get caught, and I didn't have to buy his drink for him.
Wow.
Okay.
Right. Did you have to buy him a book bag and some books?
No, baby. Actually, he was a perfect little gentleman. He was exhilarating. You believe?
Exhilarating. Wow.
Yes, golly. He took it to new heights, boo.
What happened, Mama Kim? Why
won't
you? Why is that not your thing now?
Well, you know, being a cougar and when you date young men, you date for different reasons, and I don't like to teach too much. Sometimes you have to teach.
Ooh.
Okay.
So the order of protection didn't have nothing to do with it.
No, boo, it was no order protection. I'm not a stalker. When it's over, it's over. I move on, boo.
All right, I'm just making sure.
So you left him, Kim? You told him it was over?
No, we parted as friends amicably. It was a mutual thing.
Let me ask you this. Do you still see him now and then? Or this was just like it
he
was when
the car webs off that pussy every now and then.
Well, she running to him every time she walks by the schoolyard.
That's how you got to do it sometimes, damn it.
Well, she see him every time she walk by the schoolyard. You run into him and you see him in the yard, right, in the school?
No, boo. When I go by schoolyard, I'm picking up my kids. I'm not playing with somebody's kids. Okay? No, I see him every now and then. And, yes, every now and then we get it on and pop it. And what?
Wow.
Exactly.
So he's still around. It's not over.
Wow. All
right, so now I'm going to ask Kalima, what's up with yours? What is it, a sugar daddy thing? What's going on over there? That's a 20-year gap.
Yeah.
On train.
You already know I'm picking up all the pieces. He's breaking apart, so.
Oh, your sugar daddy getting old. He says,
so you
ain't
that
wrong with
that. You there for
the
check.
Oh, you waiting for him to croak like that? Why is this going on?
Man. It's a damn. I hope he wrote it well.
I told you. I was, it was the new.
Oh man, she's
wow.
waiting on
I'm
him.
Looking for under 18. God damn it, where they at?
Damn.
18,
damn.
So there's gonna be a whole lot of women in jail in the summer of 2012.
They going young.
That's amazing. It's about to get hot.
Young, though.
But you know
is
what?
It all young, being
I hope all y'all cougars got good credit, cause them young boys is gonna run your credit cards and your money ragged.
No, baby, it's like that. If you let them, Poppy, if you let them, it's like that.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't about being a cougar. You could teach a baby, boo.
There you
and
go.
And we used to teach your babies if we are babies. We got children.
Y'all be back talking about I need a real man.
Because
they
ain't
man.
Like your old man.
After a year, y'all be talking about you need a real man. After a couple of white and white nights, you buy.
No,
about the third year of white on white nights, you buy them, you're going to be talking about I need a real man.
Just like them sugar daddies, they're going to need another job to go with that Social Security check.
Let me tell you.
Right? Right?
They got a boss. Brother boss Social Security. God damn it. I'm there with you at the first of the month.
Look where the sugar daddy
is. I'm standing right next to you at the first of the month.
He has him a young girl. He's not paying the prostitute, so he got the best thing. So, of course, he's going to buy you some sexy stuff or whatever to wear to play with him and to make him come, whether it's fast. He don't care if it's fast. Once he gets to that sugar daddy age, he don't care what time he comes. You know?
He don't even be
he's
coming.
Just happy.
He's just happy to have
him. No. He comes
happy
that time.
He just be glad he's squirting.
No, he's probably not even a sugar daddy. He's just a sugar daddy tricking. That's it.
By the time he been a
all right, I want to ask y'all all this question. All right, you know, how come they make women as a cougar, like she's hunting, and they make the men like he's the sugar
y'all
daddy.
Y'all always hunting.
Handing up the sugar to the...
Because y'all always
handing
hunting.
Out the goods. Why do they make the perception all of right. women as hunting? What
you want to answer that, Poppy?
Yeah. You know why? Because when the woman is young, she's not have to pursue nobody. But everybody is coming. Oh, what happened, baby? What happened? Everybody is coming. But when you get older, right? It's not because the people think you're less attractive, because you're still very beautiful. But let me tell you what happens. The person say, okay, that woman right there, I see her, maybe she's married. Maybe she's already somebody. Maybe too many men, that's no good, piss her off. And I don't want to be the guy that gets the recipient of her.
The recipient.
You know, I don't say that good. I'm sorry. But you don't want to become that guy. That you go ahead, baby, and say, what do you mean, what's up there? Every time you mix, you come over here and you want to say something to me, and you give me problems, I don't like you. And the last time, and he put himself there, and he cheated on me so many times, and do the same way all you men like, you get scared of that. You want to find somebody that don't go through that jail.
Yeah, but don't you think a younger female going to do that quicker than an older female?
No, she's not going to do that.
That's a bad accident to happen. What are you talking about?
I think a younger female be quicker to cheat on you, Pop, than a more
no, I'm not
female.
Talking about that. No, I don't care. She gonna do what she want.
That's what I say. Pop don't care.
She gonna do what she want. But what I'm saying to you is sometimes with the other one, you don't want to have a problem and then with the what you call a baggage.
And you call it baggage?
They got the Louis Vuitton suitcase.
You know, and remember the commercial with the gorilla? This gorilla cannot break this suitcase. The women walking around with the suitcase. And it's almost there. You can't open it. The little lock, the key is gone, broken inside the lock. That baggage is not going nowhere.
Yeah, you're right. They do say the older women have the baggage. That's why they try to get the younger ones. And the younger ones can have babies, so if they do want to.
What about the older woman got a kid the same age as you, Pop?
Man.
What if your young got another man the same age?
If the Google has a child the same age as me?
Yeah.
No. How old you
talk? Well, let's not say you, Pop. Let's say it's a cougar, right? And the guy she's dating is the same age as her son.
Oh, maybe together they play. You know, when he come over and she's cooking, they could play Xbox, PlayStation.
The Xbox. Xbox.
And then he go, okay, homie. I see you later. Right now, I'm going here to do your mommy. He said, okay, I'm going outside.
So the question now is for Mama Kim. Was the guy the same age as one of your sons?
Well, they're more power for me, huh?
I must have waited to ask the question, sister. That's all we wanted to answer.
20 years, young.
We want a yes or no answer, sister. Don't beat around the bush.
No, I would not date a guy the same age as my son.
Oh, so you're starting to sound like Mark Zimmerman. George Zimmerman right now. I just want to know the truth.
No, I would not date a guy the same age as my son.
No. So, let's do the math.
All right, Miss Kalima.
You tell your age first.
This is your last one. When your old man finished falling to pieces, that's it? No more old man.
That's it. He wants me to put him in his grave and on his stomach so the whole world can kiss his ass goodbye.
He messed around as well.
Hey, ching, ching, motherfucking ching for me, goddammit.
Yo, you listening right now, you can best believe you out as well.
He had the edit code.
As long as he keep motherfucking swiping them credit cards through them butt cheeks, I'm good.
So, Poppy, would you leave that youngin' your money?
Father?
Would you leave your, your little sugarette? Would you leave her your money when you pass away?
No, I don't put a will. I put a won't. I write a won't, and in the won't, maybe you get, you know, bread. My five chickens, they can have the five chickens.
No, that's your will, like, you're going to leave her your money.
No, I don't write a will, I write a won't. That's what I'm telling you.
Nigga says you can have my fried chicken. Oh, my God.
You said you're going to write a won't.
Okay, how many people you put in school? How many college tuitions you paid?
For me?
Yeah,
you have to do good for the society, you know, your health.
You can do your part.
You know the commercial, I really glad they went to Poppy and society.
I think that show was canceled.
Oh, man.
You help me with my homework when I spell, yeah?
You help them with their homework, Pop?
Yeah, I help them with the homework.
I think we kind of got even size. The Cougars, then they get their younger men every now and then, take care of business.
Yes.
You got the women on the other line saying she tired of her sugar daddy now. She said she gonna get a new one.
And it depends on what kind of sugar daddy
Bobby
you have.
Bobby don't care at all as long as they're 18 and over, right, Pop?
I guess.
Poppy's a player.
That's that bloomer playing.
You feel you a player, Pop?
He's a player?
Yeah, a player.
Yeah, I got in the game, you know.
A pimp?
He said he's in the game.
In the game.
That's why I'm going to dedicate this next record right here to Poppy, man. I want
y'all
to
hold on. It's K. Nicole Ladies Night, B-Stew Radio, B-Stew, Big Stew in the building. Let me play this song real quick. Hold on.
Shoot, Poppy's in the building. That's my
man. Poppy's
in the
building.
Yeah, yeah. Don't want to be a player.
I don't want to be a player. I'm not a player, I was crushing a lot.
Punisher, still got what you're looking for.
I want to weigh in on this.
Mr. Solution.
Wow. Indeed, indeed. How are you?
How are you, Mr.
Welcome to the show, brother.
Oh, thank you. If I were any better, I would be twins, or triplets, rather. But
wow.
Here.
Okay,
age is really nothing.
Let me
it's not a number. Let me say this. I'm a relationship troubleshooter.
Okay.
You may know that. But I talk about the five superficialities that generally women use, because women generally have the most influence power, especially initially. And they use five superficials, one which is age, height, age, cute, entitlement, and he's too nice. And they usually use these to reject men.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, age, what we really should be talking about is compatibility, that is being friendly with each other and using real skills. Because to use these superficial items for towing a man, keeps us right where we are, which is in a state of weakness and impotency and non-empowerment. So what I would say is women, and I'm going to put the onus on women because they have the most power. I mean, one has to acknowledge that if we are to move forward, going forward. And so the age of a man should not be the age of a man should not be as important as women. Its importance upon age thing. See, when we're not substantive, we place emphasis on non-essential things. And I think what we need to talk about more is, of course, what our non-negotiables are. Now, sure, you can want a person within a certain age range, and that's fine. I'm not against that. But what I am saying, too many of us are missing each other because we have standards that really don't mean anything. In the big picture, most of our standards don't mean anything. And, okay, so is age really nothing but a number? I'm going to say age is fine to look at. I mean, it can be an initial guide. But you really need to talk to the person. And maybe you guys have heard me talk about the walk in the park and the bottle of water if a person is serious about getting to know the other person. And I think this is something that women are totally capable of doing and should indeed prioritize.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Solution. I definitely appreciate your insight on the situation. And I totally agree with you. It can turn into relationships. It can be something more than just the superficial, just the attraction between the young and the old, and the money issue, most likely.
But we got to get Poppy's take on that.
Poppy,
right, and generally, an older man, if I just may say this, because traditionally, I do think there, if the woman is younger, I'm going to say, go ahead.
Who's that?
Excuse me?
That's what it is.
Ahead,
Mr. The cougar is tired because she's up too late. She has warm milk for bed already.
That wasn't me, Papi. That was not me.
But listen, I just want to say this, Mr. Solution. That's cool. But for the first,
it's
I want to say this.
It's not an accident, people. It's not an accident.
You guys got a little echo happening, but Mr. Solution, what I want to know, I heard you say that you pull yourself in the pot with water. Now, what that means?
I'm sorry, say that again?
You said that you talk about pulling yourself in the pot with the water. So what's that mean?
Oh, I didn't say that. I like that picture of the stew you guys have. But the other point that I wanted to make, if I may make it, may I make the other point?
Yes, we're going
to
hear it.
Thank you. There's a little bit of an echo, like the gentleman said. What I was going to say is that...
Cut down the radio. Somebody.
The computer.
Oh, cut down the computer.
Oh, okay. Well, no. I was just going to say, you know, obviously there needs to be more relationships, and I tried to point out that women can take the lead on this, making what I call the point of contact. The initial point of contact, women can actually and should take the lead on this, because a lot of times, women are talking about men harassing them and this kind of stuff. And since you guys don't have a neon sign flashing on your forehead saying I'm available, well, if you're interested in a relationship, show yourself friendly and available by, you know, saying hi to a man and inviting him to the park. And if he's a jerk and if he's about up to no good, he won't go to the park with you. Or if he does go to the park and you start talking enlightening information, he'll leave. And that's just fine. That's what you want to happen. So what do you think about that?
I agree with him, because if you, the last time when a woman, she come in the park and she open her legs and invite me, I win and everything will go. I agree with him. I like this guy, Mr. Solution. He's good. I like this guy.
He ain't saying nothing about no open
no legs. All right, so what do y'all think? What do y'all think? Mr. Solution is saying it's more to it than just the obvious, the money, the security. He's saying that you can really develop into a real relationship.
I don't disagree with him on no point. He's perfectly right. If you're in the park with your legs open, you can be rested sure.
Well, right, and you know, let me just say this. I think men and women should have passionate, committed, safe sex. And the way you do that is you lay a foundation for getting to know each other, for getting familiar with each other. Lee, I'm going to share this now. I may get a rush of backlash from this, but I really shouldn't. A man and a woman can spend 6 months getting to know each other prior to engaging in sex, because you need to know that this person is worth having sex with. The man needs to know that the woman is worth having sex with, and the woman needs to know that the man is worth having sex with. And I think both of them should actually get a checkup, you know, for STDs, if you're serious. Now, if you're not serious and you just want to kick it like we tend to do, well, then you just keep doing what you're doing, because it doesn't matter what you do. But if you want to change the paradigm, I would say the most wonderful thing in the world is getting to know the person. And I like to keep money out of it early on, keep money out of the relationship, and keep sex out of the relationship. Because those two tend to divert attention away from the person. So if you want to get to know the person, just like I would say go to the park, instead of a movie, because you don't get to know the person if you go to a movie. A movie is what we call auto-entertaining. You get to know the stars on the screen, but not the person that you're there with. And so these are some practical things that I think we need to put in place to avoid the madness and utter corruption that we've been experiencing. What do you think about that?
So, Mr. Solution, let me ask you this. Do you date younger women?
I'll date a woman. Yeah, I will. But not all
younger
women. Wait a minute. Let me clarify that. See, all of any women are not necessarily compatible. I need a woman that's emotionally available, a woman who is solvent, a woman who actually can converse about things. I don't mean just disagreeing with things to be bitter and disagreeable. But I mean, can actually traverse issues, talk about politics, talk about conflict resolution, talk about science, talk about art,
talk about law.
You know, there are a plethora of areas that we can go there and have a great time and do things together, because life is to be enjoyed. And I think if we just kind of lay down the arrows and just start talking to each other. And women have the greatest power to initiate this valuable interaction and necessary civility and socialization that I'm actually referencing. Because when a woman walks up to a man and says, hi, something is created right there. The man knows on the spot this woman is interested. Excuse me?
Just from the hi.
Echo, say it again, please.
I said just from the hello. The first hello to a man, he already knows that this woman is interested in him.
Because see, men are not this they don't have this, and forgive me for saying so, I'm not putting women down, but women tend to live in their heads more than reality. And it doesn't take that much for a man. See, generally women want to be impressed by a stranger, which is really ridiculous because the stranger doesn't know you. And if you meet a man that can impress you and do all these things, trust me, that man is a hot commodity, but just for that, not for having a relationship. So, and what I'm saying is that a woman can just say hi to a man. She doesn't need a fancy, ridiculous line, catchy line, you know, this sort of thing. Hi, how are you? And engaging in polite conversation is absolutely sufficient. Now, and what you have to do is fix your picker, as I like to say, and pick men that are normal. Women generally pick abnormal, broken men, and then they complain about it subsequently. So what women
I mean,
need to,
what is normal? Is there normal?
Well, just like what I'm doing right here now. I'm talking to you. I'm having a conversation. If we were in the midst of each other, in the presence of each other, we could do things that you suggest, things that I suggest, and we could live a harmonious, progressive relationship. That's
Let me
what
ask
I'm
you this, Mr.
About
Solution,
as normal.
Do you feel there's an age limit to the gap? How old or how young would you date?
The good question, excellent question. Men can be as much as 20 years older than a woman, and in most countries of the world, that's not a problem. Here, the man is usually, the woman is usually prostituting herself when you find a vast age difference. Not all the time, but when you find an age difference of about 20 years, because women expect to be bought. Now, look at Hugh Hefner. He has girlfriends that are 19 and 20, but then he has the glamour and the fame and this kind of thing. But a man being 15 to 20 years older than a woman, as long as they are compatible, operative word, and they would have to spend time with each other to get to know that. You would have to do that with a person, you know, within your what you consider your age range. So age should not be the, you know, break or make or what I call a non-negotiable on its face. We should get to know the person. So a man being 15 or 20 years older than a woman, as long as he's healthy and long as they are compatible, I say fantastic. I was at the fish market last night, and I saw this obviously older gentleman. I mean, he was probably about 50, and the woman had to be about 30, in her 30s, or maybe younger. But, you know, they were having a good time, so I say, hey, God bless them. But that's the main thing, is have the communication about substantive things that allow you to get to know the other person. Because if you don't get to know the other person, regardless as to what your ages are, it's going to come back and bite you in the rear end because you don't have a basis for really being with each other. Do you follow me on that?
Yes. All right. Thank you, Mr. Solution. I appreciate your insight on my topic today. Make sure you stay tuned in, and you can always call in next Friday, too.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night. That was Mr. Solution, and Mr. Solution said when you get into these older women, younger men, older men, younger women relationships, you should find something you guys are compatible with. Be compatible.
Poppy seemed like he shut down after a while. What happened, Pop?
No, I listened to what the solution was trying to say. I agree with something, but this is one thing I don't agree with. When you're dealing a man with a woman, the one thing that you don't want is like sales. You don't want to ever use anything that says no, like no, take off your pants, get to know. Even the word get to know, that's no in there. You don't want to use any no with anything when you're dealing with a woman.
So what
do
you think, Papa? You think you should take 6 months? I want everybody's opinion on this. Mr. Solution said at least 6 months getting to know a person should be adequate. You'll really know that person. Do you think you can wait 6 months before you and this person or whoever can be intimate?
How big is the booty? You can wait 1 month, 1 month per square inch of juicy. So if he's real juicy, if he got like, you know, a pound per square inch, you can wait 1 month for each. So if she got like Kim Kardashian, you can wait maybe 4 months, something like that. But you get somebody like Buffy the Body, that maybe you can wait 7 to 8 months. That's it. I know Downey what he say, because he has to do things his way, and everybody is not for everybody that works. So that's not working for me to do that. And what happened? I give you courtship. I listen to you. You talking, blah blah blah. Okay, whatever you say, lay down. That's me. That's how I do it. You there? You listening?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I just making sure, because some, you know, communication with no education and exasperation or ejaculation is a waste of time.
Oh my God. You need to lay down.
Yeah, he needs to take his nap. He's all about the sex. What the gentleman was saying was get to know the person that you're with. Okay? The sex will come. If you that good and your rap is that good, it will come. It may not take 6 months. And he's saying at least get to know who you sleep with.
And please,
with,
ladies,
really
if you see
that.
Alfredo, please keep the legs closed. Please keep the legs closed.
Yeah, for Poppy. Anybody see Poppy run?
Yes, hello?
No. And no, it's only just for Layla.
I was having a little technical difficulties. I didn't get the answers from you guys. Do you guys think you could wait 6 months?
No.
I mean, you really know this person 6 months in the game. What about you, Mama Kim? 6 months?
No.
Okay, let me ask you this. How long?
They said no.
Nobody said no. I want to know what's the time limit. Maybe it's 1 day. Maybe it's a week. Maybe it's 3 months.
Maybe it's 2 hours.
Not 2 hours. 3 months. 2 hours. Well, I like to know the person. I like to know what they like, what they don't like also. And I want them to know what I like and what I don't like. So that way we won't have any conflict of interest.
So 4 hours and 2 drinks.
Oh, that's
what
what's
that?
Basically.
1 week? 3 months?
Three months is good.
So it took you 3 months to mess with your young man?
Oh, no, that took 2 months.
Poppy, how long it take you?
For me? How long?
How would it take you, Pop?
I don't know. Maybe 5, 10, sometimes 20 minutes.
20 minutes. 20 minutes and you already got the panties off.
20 minutes, that's it.
Well, check this out. What was homeboy's name again? That was your song?
Mr. Solution.
You make it sound so different, Pop. Anyway.
It's okay.
But what I want to do, he basically was saying you got to use your heart. You basically got to meet a person, get to know with them.
Nice,
so the next song
person
I'm going to get into is going to be basically about the heart. And we're going to come back and wrap this up, man.
Yeah, stay tuned then. This is Ladies Nicole. Ladies Night.
Ladies Nicole.
K. Nicole Ladies Night. All right? Yeah, stay tuned then.
Oh!
Selma Hart. This is Ladies Night with K. Nicole, DJ Big Stu in the building. And we're in a discussion. The topic of the day is the age gap. Is age really just a number? Cougars versus sugar daddies. We had a really interesting discussion today. You know, we have Miss Kalima, Mama Kim, and Poppy
hey.
On the line, giving their insight on the older men, younger women, older women, younger men situation. And it's been so interesting. I appreciate all you guys for tuning in and letting me know your take on things.
Yeah, I just want to make sure everybody tune in tomorrow night to Hot Talk with Mimi. It's going to be a great show. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely tune in.
Thank everybody for listening tonight. It was a great show. Thank all of you guys for calling in. We had a great time with you guys.
We sure did. We missed the solution. But the solution came in. All right.
All right. So it's time to. Yo, Papa, you want to say something before we break out of here?
Give it to me because I'm good at it.
All right, it's Ladies Night with K. Nicole, DJ Big Stu in the building. Thank y'all for tuning in. Everybody have a good night.
Good night.
Beats to Radio.